95% today. The Gold Coast Bulletin is reporting that rapid bus transit routes with their own lanes are going to be built west-east across the Gold Coast before later being transformed into tram tracks. City transport officers have reportedly told councillors that talks have begun with the state government on creating bus lanes to later convert to more expensive light rail links. Councillors have been told that with light rail becoming being a very expensive proposal, the idea is to look at the bus rapid transit option and then transitioning to light rail in the longer term. Robert Dow is with the public transport advocacy group Rail Back on Track. Hello, Robert.
Good morning, Spencer. Good morning, listeners.
You've had a good look at it. What do you make of the plan?
Oh, it's a great initiative, Spencer, we think. We support bus improvements throughout Queensland, particularly the Gold Coast. Bus rapid transit is a fairly logical move to link up across from your heavy rail across to the light rail. As you pointed out, light rail is reasonably expensive to establish. It does provide a very high capacity and a high value service, of course. But the way to get rapid public transport improvements is to start thinking about bus rapid transit. And we're delighted that this has been started to be considered by council and the state government. It's exciting times, actually.
Why not just look at putting more buses on existing roads rather than doing this? All the disruption that we currently have, I'm looking out the window here at Mermaid Beach, and the disruption goes all the way to Burleigh at the moment, putting in the light rail. It's likely to go to the airport. It's likely to go north to Harbour Town. And now we're talking about Robina to Miami as well. And a lot of locals are going to be thinking, how disruptive is this going to be?
Oh, I don't think it will be particularly disruptive. Bus rapid transit can go on transit lanes on existing roads, okay? And it will get people off the roads and onto public transport. Two bus lanes is equivalent to an 8-lane highway, Spencer. So
they're eventually talking about transitioning those lanes to light rail, though. That's where the construction is going to be.
Yeah, I think you'll find that the electric bus rapid transit would be so successful that that may not even progress to tram, right? If you use articulated or perhaps bi-articulated electric buses as they're using for the so-called Brisbane Metro, we like to call the Brisbane Metro Bus Electric Rapid Transit, or BERT, okay? You could use the same sort of vehicles in the Gold Coast, and it would provide a magnificent service. For example, in the article, in the Bulletin article, they talk about an east-west route from running across from Robina Station over to Miami, via Robina South, Bond University, Mermaid Waters, etc. Now, that would be terrific. The 750 bus, which basically does that route at the moment, is the busiest bus route east-west on the Gold Coast. So prioritising that with bus rapid transit would be a pretty smart move. We're talking about running buses every 5 to 10 minutes in bus transit lanes or busways, if you like, so that there's no problems with congestion in terms of the other road traffic. High priority, fast, and accessible services. It would also allow better feeder bus routes to connect to those services. Now, east-west is one aspect of it. I think they need to look at north-south as well. For example, a bus route running north-south, sort of midway between the heavy rail and the light rail, would also connect up some of these east-west bus rapid transit routes and, again, provide better access for everyone on the Gold Coast.
And do that as rapid bus transport as well.
Exactly, yeah.
It's interesting.
And well, what you'll have in the end is you'll have a true grid on the Gold Coast of rapid public transport, which will be really, really good.
So it's interesting that you say it might not even need to go to light rail as we know it, and that
looking at
the Brisbane Metro would be a way to go. I was talking to an electrical engineer during the week who's involved with some of this stuff. I won't get too specific. Don't want to get him in trouble. But he was saying that the G-Link is old technology now, that we're putting in the overhead wires to Burleigh, whereas the Metro is an electric bus that recharges at each end.
And
if it misses a charge at one end, it's got enough charge in it to go all the way back to the beginning again. So in a way, that's another reason why maybe we shouldn't be thinking of it as the G-Link between Robina and Miami.
No, exactly. Yeah, I mean, you've got to look at these options. I went out to UQ Lakes where they've set up three rapid charging stations for the new bi-articulated buses that will be running on the 169 route in Brisbane in October as a trial of these new new buses, the bi-articulated buses. It's easy to do, and it would suit the Gold Coast, I think, admirably, right? And you'd have this beautiful connecting grid of high frequency, bus or tram services that you're using the existing tram line, right? Which is a great service in itself, right? Trams are good because they can carry more capacity than the articulated or the bi-articulated buses. You'd have to run the buses a little bit more frequently. It's a little bit more labour intensive, but nonetheless, it all can work together. And the Gold Coast would be well placed to get rid of some of this almost terminal road congestion. We wouldn't need a third M1, for example. We'd be able to sort of really enjoy travel around the Gold Coast, and it'll be comfortable for everyone, Spencer.
Just a final question to you, Robert. Do you think then, so there's a lot of talk here on the coast about the Burleigh Airport next stage of the G-Link. Are you saying that that is something as well that they could reconsider and maybe look at?
I think that should be light rail. I think it sort of makes sense for that corridor to go all the way to the airport in our view, right? But certainly the east-west stuff and an additional north-south connection running midway between rail and light rail, we think would be pretty smart, Spencer.
Interesting. Very interesting. Great to get your thoughts this morning, Robert. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Spencer. Have a good day, everyone.
Robert Dow, public transport advocate from Rail Back on Track. What do you think? We're debating light rail going to the airport and north to Harbour Town, and now this west-east corridor as well. Send through a text with your thoughts, 0487 993 222, or you can call, have a chat to me, 1300 903 917.